We've been talking about criminal justice a lot lately. And why? Because crime has gone up gigantically because people like Joe Biden and the DA of Manhattan, as well as Kate Brown and Jay Inslee, have decided to make it easier to go out and commit crimes, get away with it, get away from the cops. And then even if you're locked up, you might have the chance to get out and maybe even get out early for crimes you committed some time ago. I've invited Washington State Senate Republican leader John Brown on. Senator Brown, welcome back to the program. And tell me what this bill, Senate Bill 5036, promises to do for, in some cases, killers.
Well, thanks for having me, Lars. You know, 5036 would rebuild the commutations board in the state of Washington, weighting it heavily towards folks who are previously inclined to let folks out of prison early. It would make 128 aggravated murder one offenders immediately eligible for parole. And here's the key thing, Lars. It says it presumes they should be released unless you can establish by a preponderance of the evidence that they will somehow cause a community safety issue if they're released. So you stack the board, you make the law presume they're getting released, and you make a whole bunch of folks who are in prison for a life sentence eligible for parole.
Why are they doing this? What's the argument in favor of doing this?
Frankly, I haven't heard a good argument in favor of doing this. And when you put it in perspective, on top of the anti-police bills that were passed last year that take away tools and tactics from the law enforcement folks around the state, when you look at the tremendous rise in crime, in particular violent crime, murders up 80% in the state of Washington, and then add, you know, other things where we're already releasing prisoners through the graduated release program, and because of COVID, and they're reoffending at a very, very high rate. It just makes no sense at all. I've not heard a single argument that makes any sense why this is an important bill today.
And this would even apply to somebody like Gary Ridgway, the guy known as the Green River Killer, the serial killer. It would apply to him as well.
That is correct. That's absolutely correct. That's what's mind-boggling about this is why on earth, in the world we live in today, where we have crime on the rise, where we have, you know, defunded and taken away tools and tactics from our law enforcement officers, so they feel unable to engage in stopping crime in their communities. Why on earth would we always also decide we want to let folks like Gary Ridgway back on the streets? It makes absolutely no sense.
Senator Braun, just so you understand, the reason I said what's the argument in favor of it is I always thought if you wanted to come to the legislature with a bill, and I've actually got legislators to introduce bills on my request as a constituent in the past, but I realized if you're going to suggest the idea and somebody actually introduces the bill, somebody has to make an argument in favor of it and say it's a really great idea to cut loose 128 killers early. And because I couldn't imagine what because I don't think like a liberal, I thought somebody must be making an argument that this is a good idea or that it's somehow justified by, I don't know, something, equity probably.
I have heard the equity argument, actually. And, you know, they want to wrap this in, you know, a belief in redemption, belief in forgiveness, grace. And I believe in all those things. I think most people do. But to take those as dressing for what is fundamentally a bad bill that will make our communities less safe, make our families less safe, is just a terrible way to present this bill.
Well, Senator, I'm with you. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have called this show and said, look, Lars, I was a felon. It straightened me out. I got caught. I got convicted. I went to jail. I served my time. I said, I'm never going back. And now I've been out. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times they've said, I've been out 15, 20 years. I live a straight life. I work a job. I pay my taxes. I obey the law. It straightened them out. But I think for some people, Gary Ridgway, a guy who murdered women, and then dump their bodies like garbage near the Green River in most cases, you know, that there is no redemption for that. I mean, at what point do you say, well, you know, he murdered, I think it was 48 women. So now that he's done 25 years, we got 6 months for each one of those women. Yeah, it's probably enough. Let him go. He can probably go out in the community and find some gainful employment somewhere. I think people like that should be locked in a deep, dark hole for the rest of their lives.
I agree, and I think the folks that are pushing for this bill are just fundamentally disconnected from the public. They're not listening to the concerns about safety for families, for kids. And frankly, I think in many cases, they don't think they'll be personally affected by this. So they don't worry about it. It's what folks are increasingly referring to as luxury beliefs, because they can believe this because it doesn't really affect me. But the folks it will affect care a lot about this. They're worried about their community's safety, about their family's safety. And this bill takes us in absolutely the wrong direction.
Well, I mean, at least in Washington State, the biggest city, Seattle, now has a new city attorney who I think is going to be at least a bit more conservative than the previous one. But look at what's happening in New York, where you've got a DA that just says, I'm not going to prosecute people, and crime goes crazy. And Portland has the same problem with Mike Schmidt's show, you know, who said, I'm just not going to prosecute hundreds and hundreds of criminals. And then crime goes up. But all those people, the people who made the decision, the people who enact the decision, they're all sitting there behind a fairly large wall of both money and security. And like you say, they don't have to worry about it. It's the poor people getting killed, and who gives a damn about them?
Yeah, absolutely. And back to Seattle, it'll be really, I'm really optimistic that Ann Davidson is going to change things and provide a real distinctive difference on what policy and what can, you know, what good policy can do for a city like Seattle if she's given the freedom to enact her plan, which I hope she will be. But yeah, like back to the other point. This is just an elite group of folks who think they know better, who don't feel the consequences in this area and many others that are deciding they don't need to listen to the regular people who have to deal with the results.
And by the way, among the others, not just Gary Ridgway, 10 criminals convicted of first-degree rape, 5 criminals convicted of first-degree rape of a child, 8 more convicted of first-degree child molestation. They're all on the list. Tell me this thing doesn't have a prayer of passing in Olympia. Please, Senator.
Well, sadly, the Senate already voted out. The Senate majority passed this on a party line vote. And they did this last year and went to the House, and they were even the Democratic majority there realized this was not a good policy, and they held it. We'll see what happens this year. I mean, I would think, given all the pressure they have faced from these poorly constructed what they call police reform bills, but are really anti-police bills, and the work now this year to try to fix them, that they would set this aside. But we'll see. I think it's important that people around the state of Washington recognize this is some of the silly stuff that the majorities in the legislature are considering, and really reach out to their representatives and senators and push back.
Senator, not a single one of your Democrat colleagues voted no on this?
Well, one did. Senator Tim Sheldon, who caucuses with us, as you may know, he did vote no on this bill.
Okay. But other than that, it's a party-line vote. Well, I wanted to let people know about it. I knew you could speak to it. And just believe me, the same kind of nonsense is going on in Oregon. The governor has plans to grant clemency to hundreds of criminals, including killers. And people are just, they're beside themselves. I mean, one of them involves the family. I think it was a 7-year-old girl murdered. And now Governor Brown wants to give freedom to the killer of that 7-year-old girl. All of this stuff about equity and nonsense, you know, there is no equity when you've murdered a 7-year-old girl. That is Senator John Braun, who is the Senate Republican leader in Olympia.